One that won't is a rise in probate fees to as much as £20,000. So Simon, Rachel, let's head here first. I know both of you have written a fair bit about this. Rachel, just remind us if you would, what was the plan here? Why was this so contentious? What would the U-turn on probate fees?
So probate fees are what families have to pay when someone passes away to sort of gain access to their estate and sort things out. At the moment, it's a flat fee, £215, which arguably sort of just about covers the cost of all that admin. The plan was to make probate fees dependent on the size of the estate. And so while some people might end up not paying any at all, some people could pay up to £20,000, which is a fairly steep rise from 215. It was contentious because so many different reasons. One, just the incredible leap. Two, arguably, what is still called a fee, you could really say is a tax on probate when it's not covering the cost, but actually making money. And thirdly, how are people going to pay it? So you have to come up with this fee before you have access to the estate. So some people might end up suddenly with a bill for 20 grand with no money to pay for it. So what do they do? Do they take out a loan? Do they borrow it from someone else? It's pretty difficult at a time when things are already pretty difficult. It was contentious as well because the government ran a consultation on it and they asked people what they thought, and almost everyone said, we think this is a really bad idea, but didn't matter. They just went ahead and did it anyway.
Yeah, let's not make any bones about this. They didn't scrap it because no one wanted it. They scrapped it because the Ministry of Justice said they couldn't implement it in time.
Well, that's right. There are all sorts of things that were on the cards that now we've got this snap election are being ditched either completely or temporarily. Time will tell.
Simon, is this inevitable anyway once they do have time to implement this?
I'm not so sure, to be honest, on this one. I'd watch out for something else being sneaked through. But I think that this was just a really bad idea from our point of view and from the point of view of 98% of the people who replied to the consultation and said it was a bad idea, but not from the point of view of the government and Ministry of Justice, who I think, to be honest, were probably surprised by the backlash against this and the headlines that it drew. I think that they just reckoned they were going to manage to sneak this one through. Because you don't pay these fees until you have to process someone's estate. And I think the other way they thought they could sneak it through is because it sounds like probate fees, sounds like that's for the cost of probate, okay? Mm. But as someone who has had the misfortune of doing probate twice recently, for my dad and for my nana, helping my mum do that, basically you do all the work as the executor. You gather together all the information, you have to write to all the banks, you have to get back all of the financial details, then you have to fill out some very long forms, then you have to fill out another form for the probate fee. You can get a solicitor to do this for you, but they will probably charge you quite a lot of money, probably a few £1,000. Now, at the end of all of that, you have to send these forms off, and there is essentially a rubber stamping exercise. So what you should think of is this is not akin to processing someone's estate. This is akin to what happens when you pay for your passport application or your driving license renewal. So actually, to raise that from £215 to as much as £20,000, and let's face it, most people weren't going to be paying that £20,000, but there'd be an awful lot of people in the middle ground who were now paying a grand or two. Yeah. And I had this discussion with the Ministry of Justice, and I said, well, how do you justify this? Having paid this £215 flat fee, I thought £215 was a bit steep, to be honest, but maybe okay, you don't really factor in all of the other costs to do with, you know, running a building, paying people's wages and things like that. And they openly said they were going to use this to subsidise the rest of the court system. They admitted that they didn't know how much it cost to actually process a probate application, but they did admit this was going to subsidise the rest of the court system, and they said that they thought that was absolutely fine. And I personally believe that that's not, and a lot of people happen to agree with that view. And I think that the thing that was really bad about this is that in the budget document, it essentially admitted that what they had done is taken a fee and turned it into a tax. Mm-hmm. And there was some debate as to whether they were actually allowed to do that, even if they had have put it through in this finance bill, as to whether the finance bill was allowed to cover that. So I'm not surprised that they ditched it. It's been a convenient excuse. I would think that they'll probably try and bring it back in some kind of way, though. So keep a keen eye on it.
Rachel, what's the finance bill?
So this was a bill that passed just now, and it was I don't know, a few hundred pages long. It had all sorts of stuff in, from the budget. When the Chancellor stands up and says all the things that he wants to do, it's not just that that's, you know, waved through straight away. It's got to go through Parliament. And when this snap election was announced, the government basically had to pick its battles. It couldn't get the whole thing through. There were too many things that were contentious. And also, it's not a very good system to sort of get things done quickly instead of having proper debate and discussion that's required. So they picked their battles, bunch of stuff just totally ditched that we were all a couple of days ago scrambling through trying to work out what had stayed and what had gone and what the impact of that would be.